This week, Mr. Dr. They is saying,
trust in the Lord and be confident in Him and His ways. Live long and prosper.
And Mrs. Dr. They is quoting the scripture of the week from Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly.
Someone's at the door, Thaddeus. Would you answer it, please? I'm getting Puddles a bath. And we're still surrounded by suds. Yes, Puddles, tiny bubbles flying everywhere. But you're going to get a clean doggy poochie pie machine.
Certainly, dearest. Sounds like you two are in the thick of it.
We are.
How do you do, sir? My name is Miss Trouble in the Making. I represent the law offices. Outsmart, outwit, outthink, outmaneuver, outbox, and outguess the opposition.
Sounds pretty alarming.
Excuse me?
Well, a name tells a lot about what is represented.
Yes, and we're represented by top men and women in the field that always win, no matter what.
No matter what, huh?
Yes.
May I step in for a moment, please, Mr.
Please come in. Welcome. My surname is They, but please call me Thaddeus.
Thank you. I have some important information that needs to be shared with you.
Well then, excuse me a moment while I gather the family. We're always willing to listen to whatever is necessary to be heard. Have a seat and make yourself at home.
Thank you.
Hortense, there's a lady in the living room who says she has some important information to share with us.
Okay, dear, I'll be right in. I'm just drying Puddles off and fluffing up the poochie pie first.
Okay, you can come too, Puddles. Miz, in the making. This is my wife, Hortense, and this is our extended family, Puddles.
Pleased to meet you both.
Miss in the making, what brings you here?
As you have probably heard, there's a proposed plan to build a never-stop shopping center close by.
Oh, my goodness! A never-stop? I love the never-stop shopping centers. I buy all of Puddles' shampoos and bath accessories there. I love their sales, especially the Moonlit Madness Midnight sales. All of my kitchen doodads came from there, and...
Hortense? Yes, we see you, Puddles. The fur looks exquisite.
As I was saying, our law firm has filed a class action suit against one of your neighbors who are refusing to sell their property. The development of the Never Stop Shopping planned super shopping center can't be constructed with the interference.
A super shopping center?
Who is that, please? Miss in the making.
That would be Mr. Kind Elder and his wife, Sweetie Bird.
Oh, yes, we know them well. They were in the neighborhood long before we arrived.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Elder, they're wonderful people.
Well, not so wonderful when you consider they're keeping everyone else in the neighborhood and yourselves from making a fortune and being shielded from a lot of potential enemies' harm and danger.
Harm? Danger? A fortune? What are you talking about?
Yes, please do explain, Ms. In the Making.
The good people of the Never Stop Shopping Centers want to invest in your area, not only by bringing an exceptional place to acquire superior goods, but also by investing in your community.
Oh, how nice!
They have plans to improve the streets and rebuild this ghetto slum area.
Ghetto slum? Huh?
What did you say?
This area is getting older. Homes could soon fall victim to the potential for drugs, gangs, and criminal elements to take over the streets.
Adams, I don't want to be mugged, thugged, robbed, held up.
Hortense. Puddles, we're not going to worry about anything on the unseen distant horizon.
Never Stop Shopping also wants to contribute to building more police stations nearby to handle the unsavory elements that would move in.
Oh, hideous unsavories.
Never Stop Shopping also plans to give a $1,000 gift certificate to shop in their store to every resident within a 5-block vicinity of their new build. That includes you.
Oh, hideous. $1,000 for me to shop with. Oh, Puddles, I can buy you an endless supply of shampoo. and doggy fur fluffers and...
Hortans?
Exactly, Mrs. Day. However, if the elders won't agree to sell their home, the Never Stop Super Shopping Center won't be built, and you'll lose all the conveniences this opportunity can provide, and you'll be left unshielded against possible future perils.
Uh-huh.
I happen to have a petition with me, and it seems you're the last eligible persons and the final weight and influence that can change the course of this action by signing it. Your signature will either pass or decline this great advantage for the entire neighborhood. We need your cooperation and your signature to follow through so we can relocate the elders.
Relocate?
If we don't have your collaboration on this, the entire neighborhood will lose out on the amazing benefits. Please just sign on the dotted line, and you'll be assured of having this new super center built, and you'll be privileged to take advantage of all the perks.
Advantages, benefits, perks, and potential elements of danger? Left unshielded against possible future perils? The opportunity to displace and relocate some of our dearest neighbors?
Oh, my goodness!
For nearly an unnoticeable instant, Ms. Trouble in the Making hung her head in shame. What is a shield? Commonly understood as an instrument used in battle, a shield acts as a stand between, deflecting powerful blows, fiery darts, and tools used by the enemy that are meant to pierce the flesh and cause the body harm, even unto death. Usually made of heavy alloys, the great size and weight of a shield aided in absorbing forceful attacks. As they were carried through the centuries, shields were rested against the shoulders, relieving soldiers from arm strain before they entered into warfare. Roman soldiers carried shields called scutums that took long and laborious work to fabricate. Considered an important instrument of battle, this large shield covering the body measured 2.5 feet in width and 4 feet in length, with some having been made even larger. Constructed with layers of plywood and covered in leather, these shields held great strength while offering flexibility. The position and way in which the soldiers held their shields was meant to protect not only the individual behind the defending armament, but also fellow Roman warriors as they marched into battle and met combatants. Joined in unison, the Roman army holding their shields forth were a force to be respected, feared, and reckoned with. In battle, the spirit can be dampened, but most assuredly has a better chance to withstand its terrors with the knowledge that the body is at least somewhat protected. A shield certainly lends itself to that comfort. As we read Genesis 15:1, we find the Lord God spoke to his servant Abraham, revealing himself as the great I Am, who had shielded him in battle. Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield. God was Abraham's ruling arm defense. What sweet solace for Abraham to know the great I Am was on his side as he journeyed, encompassed about, hedged, ringed, and enclosed in the land of the unfriendly enemy Canaanites. In this foreign territory, foreboding dangers were being presented, and temptations to walk without trust toward God and reliance upon self ways threatened Abraham and all those traveling with and surrounding him. In the book of Daniel, we find 3 Hebrew children refusing to bow and worship King Nebuchadnezzar's false god, made in an image of gold. The king, in his fury, commanded the furnace to be turned up 7 times hotter and for them to be bound and thrown into the fire. Banded together as an army of God, they advance into the face of an enemy far superior in physical strength, armed only with their faith, and faithfully trusting in God's ability to shield them against the flames that had devoured and slew the men that transported them there. Faith and trust in God as their shield against the flames, resolute and unwavering, became Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's defense weapons against the king who had heated the fire exceedingly beyond its usual temperature, strengthening the assurance that anything or anyone thrown into its midst would be reduced to ashes with no hope of escape.
escape or salvation. In the natural, that is. But with God, who is spirit, nothing is impossible, and with him all things are possible. It is the being with him in his ways and righteousness that really counts when you're up against the heated flames of an enemy. As the king watches, a fourth man, like unto the Son of God, quenches the fire and delivers his three servants, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power. Nor was there a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of the fire passed upon them. Ephesians 6:16 admonishes us, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Whenever Satan hurls his flaming threats of fear, worry, or earthly temptations, it is wise and best to get behind the best shield available, the shield of God Almighty in faith. The three children of God did not reason with their heads alone. Their armor extended from the helmet of salvation to full body coverage and protection. Their choice to resist the temptations of what benefits King Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom could provide them with by honoring his false god left them with the best choice to choose the wisest thing, the one true and living God, whose kingdom benefits are not merely temporal but eternal. Because they knew their God, they were able to understand choosing his ways was indeed the best choice to make. If we put our faith and trust in him, walking in his ways, God Almighty is our avowed shield and protection from all harm, danger, and evil, whether present or potential, and will bring us through to the victory against our enemies. We may seemingly lose some skirmishes or confrontations with our enemies, but ultimately, it all leads up to us winning the battle. With the assurance, there can be a restful peace that passes all understanding, no matter what we are or might be facing, as we stand shielded by the living God, the maker and sustainer of the universe, and all it contains. We can also offer a protection to those surrounding us. In the book of Psalms alone, we find many sure and wonderful promises that express, if our trust is found in him, our God will stand as our protective shield, deflecting the plans of our enemies. We are told in Psalm 18:35, God's way is perfect, his word is tried. He is a shield to all those who trust in him. Yet one of the most precious thoughts to meditate upon is the great oath we have from our God given to us in Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Our sovereign protector not only protects, illuminating as a bright and shining sun, the path for us to follow and walk uprightly upon, but also blesses those who dwell in his house, his building and kingdom, with grace and glory, not withholding the truly good things. Many times we hear sermons preached that talk about the house of the Lord, and we are led to think about this house pertaining to meaning the church building and attendance to religious service. Yet the term house can also refer to our temples, the place where God builds, repairing what is out of his way and setting up his kingdom ways and principles to live within our spirits, minds, souls, and bodies. For as Acts 7:48 and 17:24 relate, the Most High, the God that made the world and all things therein, seeing he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. 3:16 also declares, Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? And 2 Corinthians 6:16 speaks to us the same principle. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew to be a living truth. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. And as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Christ, after offering the sacrifice of himself for sin, sat down at the right hand.
hand of the Father, expecting his enemies to be made his footstool, and perfecting forever those he had sanctified, declaring in Hebrews 10:16, "This is the covenant that I will make with them, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them." Have you ever met anyone who hangs their head in shame, unable to look you in the eye? Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. Psalm 3:3. When you know you are under divine protection, you can hold your head high with confidence. But when you know you have transgressed or violated what should have guided your conscience, there is a natural tendency to hide, especially from God, just as Adam and Eve did after the first sin in the garden. David could run to Goliath even though the giant's foreboding presence and power to outweigh his competition seemed insurmountable. But David carried the right ways of God in his heart and temple. He knew God was his shield. The three Hebrew children were the same as were others we find trusting God throughout Holy Bible pages. Walking uprightly before the Lord is a choice, and when you make the choice, God himself shows you the light that shines upon the path of his righteous ways and enables you to walk in them, trusting in him to be all you will need in this life and the next. Even though facing immediate dangers or temptations to do wrong, or circumstances where there seems to be no way out, may seem beyond your control, they are certainly still in God's control. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdues my people under me. That's from Psalm 144:12. It does us all good to read the entire book of Psalms, as well as the holy book in its entirety. References to trusting the Lord are made 115 times in the book of Psalms alone. But the whole Bible is all about abiding in and enjoying the benefits of relationship in trusting Christ.
Mia's trouble in the making. Hortense and I know God and the holy word of the Lord, and that's where our trust is. We hope in his word. As Psalm 115 tells us, we will hide ourselves in the Lord. He is our shield, and I might add, we will boogie down through life in his path.
That's Psalm 119:114. Behold our God, our shield, and look upon the face of the Anointed One. Psalm 84:9.
That's right, Hortense.
And as the verse of that same psalm tells us, a day in his courts where we are surrounded by walls or fenced in and protected like a stockade, just being a doorkeeper there in the house of our God is better than to dwell in the tents of the wicked, even if it means access to better shopping.
Amen, my darling. Wise choosing saint.
Thank you, Thaddeus.
Miss Trouble in the Making. Sounds to me like your representation is meant to baffle, bamboozle, con, confuse, cheat, dupe, defraud, finagle, hoax, hoodwink, lead astray, and mislead the public so you can raise a hefty sum of the green stuff to tickle your fancies.
What?
And just as the name of your firm, you're out to outsmart, outwit, outthink, outmaneuver, outfox, and outguess the opposition at the expense of our dear neighbors and anyone else that you have to run over to get the green stuff.
Uh-huh.
You're on thin ice, practicing risky business. If you're trying to get us to enter into anything that won't be a fair shake to anyone else, you've got another thought coming. If you think you can extort, swindle, hustle, shake down, victimize, or double deal someone else, and use us to do it just by tempting us and twisting some things, you're wrong.
Yeah, you can't pull the wool over our eyes. You can't get us to swindle, jip, trick, bilk, beguile, deceive, circumvent, and snare, and trap, stump, stupefy, outflank, fleece, or flim-flam anyone else. What's she doing, Dad?
Hornswaggling and sidestepping the issues, trying to get us to be tempted by false temporary gain, worshipping images of gold and using fear tactics. Some of the oldest tricks of the devil, but there's something more that really makes me boil.
What's that, Dad?
Trying to make us move on false fear. That store all the so-called benefits won't out-benefit God's kingdom and won't be what we look to trust being our shield from danger. We look to the living God for that protection. You can go and flim-flam and try and mystify someone else with that one.
Yeah, Thaddeus is right on once again. The battles we fight are never ours alone. They include the entire body of Christ, and that means they include kind and sweetie Bird Elder. We will hold up our shield. Jesus Christ is our protector, and position ourselves under him to let him win the battle for us and for Sweetie Bird and Kine. We're going to be right with our might and hold forth the righteousness of Christ.
Preach it, Hortense.
But don't be fooled, Miss Trouble in the Making. Even though Jesus fights for us, we're going to do our part in prayer, upholding the word of life, and we're going to stand for and with the others because it's the right thing to do.
Amen.
You can turn up the heat with the threats and temptations, but we know who's behind it all.
Huh.
It's that snake in the grass, Satan. Also, foot the devil Beelzebub horns himself, the tempter, deceiver, the fortune liar, accuser of the brethren, the evil one.
Hortense, we got to go off the air now.
Okay.
Come be with us again. And keep a clean conscience by doing it God's way.
Excuse me. Can I stay and talk with you and your little wifey a while? I'd like to know more about the right side and siding with Christ.
I was just about to invite you to do that very thing. You're more than welcome, Ms. Christ can be inside of you in the making.
And he can be and live inside of all you fine folks out there, too.
Amen.
Anyway, you're fast talking, those are my lines. You're not supposed to be barking that fast. I'm the one that does all the fast talking. You're stealing my lines.